Check it out.
Welcome to Top of the Class. Hear from education experts and get insights from high achievers to learn how you can do the same.
Get into those top schools.
Ready?
Proudly presented by Crimson Education, the world's leader in university admission support.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's Alex here from the Top of the Class podcast, back with a special episode where we spoke to Hella, the recipient of the CAO, or Crimson Access Opportunity Scholarship, and a recent admit to Duke University. Hella is from Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and in this call, she shares a little bit about her profile and how her amazing Crimson team helped to make her dreams come true in gaining admission to Duke. Now, it's not too late to apply to the CAO program. Applications close on April 8th. So yes, we've left it a bit late. You've got about 24 hours to apply, but get your applications in. There's a link in the show notes. It's for last year high school students who are planning on going to university next year and who need financial assistance to do so. So if you're a high achieving student who would love to follow in the footsteps of some of our amazing Crimson Access Opportunity students, then please fill in the application. Again, that link is in the show notes. Let's see the conversation with Hella and my colleague, Jess. Thanks.
For those of you, joining us at your usual maybe afternoon time, Hala's joining us at 5 a.m. from Ethiopia. So we really appreciate your commitment, Hala, to sharing your story. So I'll just do a quick run through, Hala, and then we'll take it away. We'll get to hear from your experiences. So you can see here that Hala attended school in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and you can see that there's incredible talent there across STEM. How you can see how Hala ranked with her academics, an honors student. You can see there really at the top of her class, and particularly honored for World Mathematics Day, that initiative, and in physics as well. When it comes to the extracurriculars, we'll be learning more about this when we have a chat in a moment, Hala, but you can see there's the Interact Club of Fegata, there's the Model UN Club, there's an organization to support women and children there, as well as Scientius. I loved seeing that because Scientius is a Crimson Youth Fund-backed initiative. And we're quite close with the founder of Scientius, Nathan, who's an Australian student. So wonderful to see that you played the pivotal role of editor-in-chief. We've also got you here doing a lot of support work for sustainability development across the youth of Ethiopia. And then the summer programs there, working with Yale and so on. So that's phenomenal. Stanford as well. And great to see the breadth of your interests, from table tennis to mystery novels to cooking, poetry and fashion. So that's fantastic to see. We actually, in our team, we actually have a phenomenal mystery novel author, Kim. Shout out to Kim. So you'll have to get a tip on some of those crime novels as well and add them to your reading list. And some avid table tennis players too. So let's dive into it, Hala. I always like to start with understanding what your reaction was like the moment you saw your acceptance to Duke University and the scholarships that you were also able to secure from Duke as well.
I would say it was very unexpected because I wasn't hoping for anything, especially with how competitive college admissions has been the past few years, especially as an international student needing financial aid. I really wasn't I didn't like my odds. And then it was 3 a.m. The time difference, they just released decisions on 3 a.m. So I didn't want to wake up at that time. And I was just genuinely expecting a rejection letter. And then I did not want to see it at 3 a.m. Waking up at 3 a.m. and seeing a rejection letter was not what I wanted. So I just did not wake up, but eventually the stress and just the excitement did. And the moment I saw the acceptance letter, I was running to my parents' bedroom at 3 a.m. And then they weren't asleep either. So I guess it was very unexpected, but it was really nice.
That's so special to hear you recount the joy and how it really did affect the whole family. I'm so glad that wake up ended on a really positive note for you. But obviously, looking at your track record on screen, there was a lot of work that was put into it. So I'd love to understand, in what mindset did you first come to Crimson, and how did Crimson contribute to your whole profile that we can see on screen?
So I would say Crimson has contributed a lot, especially as giving me the Crimson Access Opportunity Scholarship because I could not afford the services. But mainly, I would start by saying the extracurricular activities by Crimson ECL. I've discovered a lot of extracurricular, including science, is my favorite.
Yes.
So I usually didn't come from a school or a country where extracurriculars didn't matter that much. Everyone was just so focused on grades. So there weren't really opportunities for people to pursue extracurriculars. It was just grades and stuff. So you had to look for the extracurricular opportunities by yourself. So I met Sciences, for example, which is like a very phenomenal organization. I met really good people. So I wouldn't have known if I didn't have if I didn't sign up for Crimson ECL. And the other thing, especially the main thing, what I'm going to talk about is the Crimson Access Opportunity. Because once I got selected, I met my strategist, I met my mentor, and then they were genuinely one of the most kindest people. I came into with the mindset that I wasn't really sure how to do it. Like, there wasn't college admissions help at our school. Or we didn't meet with our counselor. Like, I only met her like 3 or 4 times, which is like a very hard, because she has a different office and it's really hard to go because we have 6 days of school here. So I couldn't pursue all this by myself. So once I got to Crimson, I got all these resources. I didn't know how to make a college list. I just genuinely didn't know much. So my editor, my mentor, my strategist were one of the kindest people. They've seen all of my essay drafts, helped me prep for my interview. So I would say Crimson has really played a lot on my acceptance to Duke. So yeah.
That's wonderful to hear. Would that be Kyrith and Anastasia? Would they be among the people in the team that you felt supported by? Is there anyone else you'd like to give a shout out to among the team?
Oh, yeah. Kyrith, Anastasia, and David, my mentor, and especially Stephen, my financial aid. They really helped me so much. So I'm very, very thankful.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for that kind word. And just in the next minute or two, I'd love to dive into your extracurriculars a little more for inspiration. And then I'd also just like to get a better understanding of what your dreams and goals are for the future. So diving into the extracurriculars on the screen here, apart from Scientius, what are you most proud of with what we can see here? What causes and impact are you most, you know, proud of?
Okay, so I would probably choose Tukrat organization for women and children. I was the youth ambassador around the summer of my sophomore year. And I really would say it had an impact on me because it worked with children with disabilities, like especially mental illnesses such as autism, learning disabilities and stuff. So I saw firsthand how these children were really not advantaged in our society. Like, they were shunned by the policymakers and society itself, because there's really, really, I would say, stigma against disabled people. So especially children, imagine. So when we worked with them, me and my friends, we had to fundraise a lot of money for them, their education, their food. They didn't even get education. Actually, there's no education. They just stayed at a at a charity place. Yeah, they stayed there. And there wasn't really access to anything, literally. Like, they were just living based off what people did. And then we saw firsthand how hard it was to fundraise money, especially for a cause like this, because people believed here that the disability was God's curse, so we're not going to intervene. So yeah, I think that's why it was really tough, because we went through all day bangs with people asking for sponsorship. So I would say we collected around $4,000.
Wow.
Which we are really, really proud of, even if it's not that much for the children. But more than that, it just helped me see how the media and all the society played a role in how these children with disabilities and people with disabilities in general are viewed because it just portrays them as a homogenous group of people. Like their only identifier is their disability, but it was really not like they're the same as us. They just didn't have the same opportunities, the same abilities. But if that, but they should have been given a chance. So I would say that is kind of the reason seeing them, especially the children with mental illnesses, seeing them vulnerable and then helping them and then just being able to interact with them in a meaningful way has inspired me to pursue neuroscience, I would say. I want to major in neuroscience in college. That's
Wow, fantastic. Would you have any final words of advice to the team tuning in, who day to day in the weeds with the students, you know, lifting them up, helping to elevate their initiatives, their dreams? What advice would you pass on to our teams? What can we learn from your experience?
I would say they're genuinely one of the kindest people I've met, even waking up at like 5 a.m. to help me with my essays and helping me when I was late with deadlines and stuff. They literally helped me with anything I wanted, like anything. And they were very open, especially with the situation in my country. There was civil unrest here for a while. It's still going on, but thankfully it's better than before. So they really helped me, even just moral support and stuff. So I would say I do not have any advice to improve, actually, but just keep going. I love that the Crimson Access opportunity is more diversified this year, I would say, because I think it's 100 students that will be accepted, right?
Right.
Yeah, I was very, very happy to see that. I've even encouraged all my junior friends to apply. They did, so I'm very happy. Hopefully they'll get in. But I would say this is a really, really great opportunity, especially for people with from low-income and first-generation backgrounds like me, because I couldn't have done it without this, because there wasn't really anywhere I could go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very, very thankful for everyone who helped me in this process. And then actually the essay review team too, although I don't know who they are. they just write at the essay review team, but they really reviewed my essay thoroughly and saw some things that I didn't, which really helped in my college application process. So yeah, I have everyone to thank for my acceptance to Duke.
Thanks for listening to Top of the Class. Subscribe for future episodes. For show notes and to plan your best future, head to crimsoneducation.org.